Ryan holstered the pistol and drew the panga. He held his breath and hurled himself away to the left. He tried desperately to hang on to his sense of direction, working out that the noise was coming from ahead and a little to his right.
No, Ryan, no!
I'm coming! I'm coming, lover!
Ryan's head was thrown back, his neck straining, the sinews in his throat as taut as bowstrings.
Keep away! You can't do it!
The blade held tight in his right hand, Ryan slipped into a fluid side stroke that moved him more easily across the treacherous swamp. He felt something brush against his leg, something vast and immeasurably powerful. Both of Ryan's hands were outstretched, and it was the left that made the first contact with the gator. The thick scales scraped past him, giving him a clue of the creature's size and the direction it was taking. A short, muscular leg kicked out at Ryan, as if the saurian sensed his presence close by. Now that he'd finally made contact, all of Ryan's fears left him. The blindness no longer mattered. In the filthy, impenetrable deeps of the swamp, it was to be a battle decided only by touch, not by sight. He wrapped his arms around the beast's powerful tail, acting like an anchor, slowing the mutant reptile, making it obvious that the creature had an enemy. Ryan was dragged deep into the midnight labyrinth, pulled through a knotted maze of mangrove roots. He was knocked and bruised, but he still clung to the gator's tail. Ryan knew that it could only be a matter of seconds before the reptile got tired of this annoying encumbrance and turned some of its small brain toward removing him. The hope was that the distraction would give Christy a chance of making her own escape from the scissoring jaws.
For God's sake, let go and swim left, lover. Land there, 50 yards. Go, for me.
Talk later.
The gator dived deep again, going so far down that Ryan felt his ears popping with the pressure. The consistency of the muddy water changed to watery mud. Now he sensed that the creature was moving more slowly, as though it were trying to figure out the problem and find some way of dealing with it. With an enormous effort, Ryan managed to haul himself a little higher up the tail until his arms were around the belly of the beast, barely spanning its huge size. Something brushed his shoulder, and he guessed that it was one of Christie's feet, kicking out jerkily, at least telling him that she was still alive and fighting. The gator jerked convulsively, wriggling its whole body from side to side, trying to flick off the irritating parasite that was checking its progress and get back to its underwater den, where it could examine its prey at its leisure. From rapid movement, it went to stillness, giving Ryan the half chance that he'd been hoping for during the battle. He braced himself with his left arm, trying to get a purchase on the raised spine of the saurian, readying the panga in his right hand, probing with it to make sure the point was settled against the soft underbelly of the creature. He lunged. Hot liquid gushed out over his hand and wrist. The beast bucked against the stabbing pain in its guts, almost breaking Ryan's hold and throwing him helplessly off. The gator started to roll over and over, making Ryan feel sick and dizzy. Unable to throw him off, the giant creature changed its tactics. Racked with a pain in its belly, it decided to head for its den. It opened its jaws and spat out the troublesome prey that it had been looking forward to devouring. Brushing the woman out of its way with a flick of its gigantic tail, it powered its way across the swamp, knowing that it could deal with any enemy once it reached its comfortable hole, burrowed out beneath the bank of the bayou. Ryan's face pressed to the flank of the gator as it raged through the soupy water. He received a painful blow on his right shoulder from a gnarled root of one of the ancient mangrove trees, and he nearly let the panga slip from his paralyzed fingers. But he pinned it against himself until the feeling seeped back, and he was able to hold it once more. He was dragged through a narrow tunnel that squeezed in on both sides, while the gator's short, powerful legs scrabbled and kicked to get it through the slimy walls. There was air here, but not the fresh, humid air of the outer swamp. This was fetid and stale, stinking of rotting meat and fish. The odor of putrefaction was so strong that Ryan almost puked. He had not a scintilla of doubt where he was. This was the lair of the beast, the place where either he or the gator would die. Ryan let go of the gator's body, easing himself away, reaching up with his left hand to try to gauge something of the proportions of the den. He was standing waist deep in the water. The roof of mud was less than 4 feet above him, and one end seemed to be filled with a nest of branches and rotting bones.
Lover? Where the fuck are you, bastard?
He crossed his mind to risk using the Sig Sauer. The immersion in water shouldn't have affected the sturdy mechanism. There was an overwhelming risk that he would only wound the creature, driving it into a maddened rage. Standing there blind, Ryan knew he would have absolutely no chance at all. No, it had to be the Panga. The thrust with the needle-sharp point of the 18-inch blade had been shrewdly stuck. He knew that, had felt it drive deep, grating between the creature's ribs and the intestines.
Come on.
For all Ryan knew, it could have been a mortal wound, and the gator would die there. He took a careful half-step forward, feeling with his combat boots for as solid a footing as he could find. Both his hands were stretched out in front of him as he inched toward the noise of the gator's breathing. The water was growing a little more shallow. Ryan felt something brush the top of his head, and he winced, reaching up to find that the ceiling was becoming lower as well. The power and size of the creature was unbelievable, throwing Ryan back off his feet, nearly knocking the panga from his hand. The jaws, fully 6 feet long, snapped at him, ripping across his upper chest, crushing his lungs so that breathing became instantly impossible. But he had the free use of his right arm, and he brought the panga around and forced it between the jaws. He turned his wrist so that the keen edge of the steel sliced at the inside of the monster's jaw and tongue. The jaws loosened around Ryan, and the gator backed off. Ryan wasn't going to let the creature get away. He followed it through the foaming water, churned up by the gator's rage and pain. As he advanced, Ryan swung the panga, twice feeling the satisfying jar run up his arm as it struck solidly home on flesh and gristle. His left hand touched the gator on the foreleg, enabling him to work out precisely where the beast was lying. He threw himself on it, one arm clamping around the murderous jaws, pulling them shut. Despite the straining efforts of the reptile to open its jaws and savage him, Ryan held fast. Pinning the beast down, Ryan was free to use the panga against its throat and underbelly, where the scales were much thinner. He put all of his strength into each stabbing blow.
Die! Fucker! Die! Fucker! Die!
He eventually became aware that he was using the blade on a corpse. The gator was still, its muscles relaxed, fouling the water in its passing. Ryan leaned away from it, struggling to hold off the sudden onset of panic at being trapped in this cramped underwater den with the body of the mutie saurian for company. He fumbled for the sheath at his hip and put away the panga, avoiding cutting his fingers on it, feeling automatically to check that the Sig Sauer P226 was still safely holstered on the opposite side. As he leaned back against the sloping wall of the den, as far away from the swaying corpse of the gator as he could get, Ryan felt a growing wave of claustrophobia sweeping over his mind. He had an awareness that he was buried somewhere deep beneath the earth, in a pit that was three parts filled with the brackish swamp water, with no way of knowing how to get out, and no way at all of letting Christy, if she was still alive, know where he was. As far as she knew, the gator had taken him, and he was gone forever, to be trapped, blind, and alone.
Fire blast. I can't even see the hand in front of my face.
Christy's tears streaked her cheeks, and deep marks marred her palms, where she dug in her nails. Her shoulders slumped, and she stared vacantly out across the gray-brown expanse of the bayou. She ached all over from the violent battering she'd endured from the powerful jaws of the giant mutie gator, and her chest hurt when she took in a deep breath. But miraculously, she had sustained very few puncture wounds. But Christy figured that there was nothing too serious done to her. There were no broken ribs. A part of her brimmed with pride at the way her lover had come to her aid, though he had to have been aware how bitterly the dice were loaded against him. But a larger part of her was filled with a hopeless bleakness at the certainty that he had offered his life in exchange for hers, and that she would never see him again. She had two choices. She could go back into Brampton and enlist help to try to find Ryan, or his body, though she wasn't sure if she could ever locate the place again. Trees, drooping with the white fronds of Spanish moss, were all around the edges of the dark, scummy water. One lagoon and causeway looked much like another. The starting point of the old tourist motel and the time-frozen marina was a couple hundred yards away. Christy knew that much. But she wasn't sure how far the gator had dragged her, or in what direction. The alternative was to try to follow the way the beast had taken Ryan. She'd been able to crawl out of the swamp in time to see the foaming turbulence that had man and reptile at its bubbling center. but that had disappeared behind a large group of